Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. There's an interesting question that comes up on Shabbos, whether or not a person is allowed to blow a balloon or blow a ball up on Shabbos. Is that permitted or not? And it's based on a sugya in Daf Mem Ches, today's Daf. The Gemara talks about returning cotton or wool or whatever type of material you use to fill up a pillow or mattress. And the Gemara says, if it's an old pillow, so then you could refill it up. But if it's a new pillow, then you're not allowed to fill it up. What's the difference? Because when it's a new pillow and you're stuffing it for the first time, it's a makabe patish. You made this into a kli, you made this into a mana, and therefore it's aser. But if it's an old pillow and the stuffing came out, you're allowed to restuff it because you're not making it. It already existed as a pillow, as a mattress before him. And in describing this, Rashi makes two very important comments. One, Rashi says, is b'chadasi, a brand new one you can't put in. Shelohayu me'ola matocho, nothing was ever inside it before. And when he describes atikin, old pillow, that you're allowed to restuff, he says, lahachziro lekar ze shenafu mimenu, to take the exact same cotton, the exact same wool, the exact same whatever stuffing you're using, you could put it in. So there are two requirements according to Rashi. Number one is, has to have been filled beforehand once before, and you could only use the same exact stuffing. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha in Simin Shin Mem Sif Ches. He writes, mochin shenaflu min hakeses, some type of cotton or wool that fell out of a pillow, mutter lachshim, you could put it back in, aval aser litnam betchila b'keses, but for the first time, you're not allowed to put it back in. They talk about also, with respect to a shoelace, putting in a shoelace, are you allowed to? So the post can say, if you've never put a shoelace in this shoe before, it's aser, but if it fell out, you could put it back in. But what about a balloon? So everyone agrees you can't blow up a balloon or a ball for the first time. But let's say it's been blown up before, and the air came out, it was deflated. Can you reinflate it, or can you not reinflate it? So the Minchas Yitzchak says that you're not allowed to reinflate it. Why can't you reinflate it? Because Rashi says you're only allowed to put back in the same cotton and wool that was there before. So when I blow up my balloon, when I blow up my ball, I'm putting in new oxygen. I'm putting in new air. It wasn't the same exact air that was there beforehand, and therefore, paskins, that's usher to reinflate a balloon, to reinflate a ball on Shabbos. But the Minchas Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman, writes in the Chelek Aleph, Simon Yud Aleph, Osei, he says, Anias Daiti near it appears to me, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that Afagav She'avir Hu Acher. Even though I'm inflating the balloon with new air, it wasn't the same air that was there in the ball initially. This is not considered as if you're putting in for the very first time. It's as if you're putting in mamish osoa avir shayat bo mikodem. The same exact air, even though it's not the same particles and not the same exact oxygen, it's viewed as the same oxygen. And he writes in Shmir Shabbos in the Tikkunim Milum, he adds that the entire world, all the air in the entire world is considered one. It's all considered connected. So even though I'm using different parts of it, it is all considered one. And therefore, he said, one would be allowed to. Rav Yashu said as well, he paskined, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, that one would be allowed to reinflate a balloon and a ball, but he did say in the end of the day, he recommended not doing so because of uvda dechol. It looks like an activity we do during the week, not an activity we do on Shabbos, and therefore he suggested to stay away unless it's a child doing it, or maybe there's a great need.